At age 26, filmmaker Alec Kashishian is making his feature debut with Truth or Dare, the documentary about pop singer Madonna. She had seen Kashishian's Harvard thesis, a pop opera production of Emily Brontë's Wuthering Heights, and she invited him to film her Blonde Ambition tour in Japan. They ended up making a documentary instead of a concert video. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
Lately, Madonna has been doing her Marilyn Monroe thing again. But before even 5 minutes of Truth or Dare have passed, you know that the only thing Madonna and Monroe have in common is Clairol. Monroe was vulnerable and fragile, a would-be serious actress who couldn't escape her sex goddess image. Madonna doesn't have a fragile bone in her body, and her sex goddess image is as carefully pruned and cultivated as a bonsai tree. Sex is her weapon, her medium, and her power base. And make no mistake, what Madonna is all about is power. Truth or Dare is a concert film, the best concert film since Stop Making Sense. But the concert footage is kept to a minimum. There are 8 or 9 sizzling numbers, shot in gorgeous color, but most of the film is backstage stuff, done in grainy black and white. And almost all of it is absolutely riveting. What you see, both on stage and off, is a benign fascist at the top of her game, working her audiences like a curvy Mussolini and mothering her touring staff like a benevolent dominatrix. Madonna is foul-mouthed and funny and insanely exhibitionistic, a child whose desire is always to be the center of attention and a savvy politician who always achieves that desire. Her art form isn't music, and it isn't even concert performance. Her art form is stardom itself, the growth and maintenance of her celebrity. But do we ever see her at ease, up close and personal? Yes, sort of. Here she is on the phone with her father.
I mean, Dad, I'd love it if you'd come to both shows. I don't know. I mean, it's pretty racy in some sections. I don't know if you could take it 2 nights in a row.
Oh, you have to get racy on
the thing. Dad, I'm not getting racy. I've been racy.
I know, but can't you tone it down a bit?
What, for you?
Yeah.
No, because that would be compromising my artistic integrity.
Well, of course. You undress in this performance?
No.
Oh, God.
Of course I don't.
Madonna talking about artistic integrity might strike a lot of people as a joke, but it's not. She tells her backup singers, "I'm interested in pushing people's buttons," and that's exactly what she does. As Truth or Dare proves, Madonna's stage art is the art of shock and provocation. She's the ultimate postmodernist, flashing religious and sexual symbologies at us, cramming them in with contradictory movie references, tacking it all onto songs that have nothing to do with any of them, and then watching as the shocks make us twitch. When she grabs her crotch like a man, or dresses up like the Clockwork Orange hooligans to sing a song about family, when she fakes masturbation while singing about being a virgin, or dances erotically around a church pew, none of it necessarily means anything, but the paradoxes work like an electrode on the brain, making our ids gyrate and our taboos quiver. Her perfectly honed body hasn't an ounce of human softness in it. It's a sex machine, an iconic object that wears symbolism as perfectly as a fashion model's body wears clothes. For her, art is making people react, and react we do. But wait a minute, you might say. I thought this was a documentary about Madonna, not a movie by her. Don't kid yourself. There's not a moment in which we're allowed to see where Madonna's ideas come from, who invents her choreography, even where she gets her muscles. Watching Madonna say shocking things backstage isn't the same thing as finding out who she is. What we're seeing is just another layer of her stardom. Alec Kashishian has directed one of the most entertaining films of the year, but this isn't an Alec Kashishian film. It's a Madonna film. And there's not a moment when our shrewdest contemporary manipulator of imagery isn't firmly in control.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.